This is Stavinston.
On the break, that was Nadia with Someone Like You, an Alchemist Project and Tatone with Music Is My Ecstasy. You can learn more about both those artists on khb-music.de. That's where you can get all that info. All right, so let me get the Scam Buster, and I did a little bit of a tease. Why don't you give Joe the tease I set up, and then I'll...
So he said that he had a little bit of a communication, something.
Well, I didn't say I had a communication. I said I had some information.
Sorry, I used the wrong word. Some information about a blast from the past, somebody who is a character in one of these soap operas of ours.
Oh, I said on our show. No, I didn't say
on
soap
on our
opera.
Show.
I said somebody was important to our show. A main character.
Yeah,
important.
Character.
Yeah. Character can mean a lot of things. I don't want
I know.
I don't want you leading Joe.
Oh, well, I was reading into what you said,
right,
I guess.
I don't want you to do that. I want Joe to have a fair shot.
Okay. Well, like, I know the answer.
If there's something strange, on the Facebook page.
No, just somebody.
Somebody.
Don't read so much into character.
Oh, wait. Wait. Because my guess was Belinda. But I'm changing my guess.
It's fucking sealed in the vault. You can't change your guess.
Wait a minute, it's not hermetically
sealed. Men have died.
Sealed.
It's hermetically.
I'm thinking. I'm taking Flory for 100.
Flory for 100.
All
right, what's your second guess?
Juliana Avalos.
Juliana Avalos. Would you like a second guess? Why don't we go through the whole fucking cast of characters?
Juliana
was a very
Tom.
Good guess.
I'm going to take Trucker Tom.
Funny.
Make it snarky comments in the chat for 500.
He's on fire tonight.
He really is.
Oh, my God. You didn't even hear this whole thing that we were talking about during the music.
About what?
He's doing Uncle Paul kind of stuff.
Oh,
creepy.
Wrong Uncle Paul.
Wrong show.
Creepy shit.
Wrong
though.
Show. Channel going bye-bye. Falling apart.
Creepy shit.
Because Jason Ellis.
Jason Ellis is off, unlistenable.
Yeah, I've never been a fan.
I never was.
Never
either.
Been a fan. That network is
bye-bye.
That portion of it.
Faction talk. Mm. Anyway, I'm not going to say much. Us?
No, they can't all be us. Don't be jelly.
So the person from the past, the character
Scam
from the
Busters.
Craig Grant.
Oh, I was close then.
Eventually.
After I went through everybody we ever knew.
Yeah, really. You suck at Anthony called, and I, you know. Craig Grant. I got an update on him. Somebody reached out to me. He's not. They're not really on Facebook much anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really know what they're doing as far as the dating.
I'm afraid of no scam. Mm.
But Craig has always had a way of making money online.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
he finds something.
Yeah.
That has always been his friend.
He's a bouncy house mogu.
Craig is, of course, the boyfriend of Juliana Avalos.
Right.
Who, you know, was a fucking allegedly a scammer.
Allegedly made
the news, yada, yada. I've always said that Craig is the mastermind behind all of Juliana's scamming ways.
Yes.
And I've always said Juliana was dumb as a stone and it's feeding off of what... You know,
you said she was smart like a fox.
Well, you know, I stay correct.
He said that.
All right, counselor, relax. I said... Listen to me, okay? I said, you are correct. I also what I did say was she's either dumb as a stone or sly as a fox.
Right. But you started leaning more to sly as a fox. I was always in the dumb as a stone, not wanting to insult stones, but still feeling.
But it depends on, you know, think whatever, you know, Craig Glass always dreams up.
Craig Grant. He's not a composer, stupid.
Wait, we still haven't come up with that stupid girl's boyfriend.
Glass. Glass? No. That's a
no.
Anyway.
Yeah, right. I will.
So anyway. So somebody messages me. I know he's been involved with this website called Steam It, where you get like where like other users on Steam It will like upvote you and give you money for contents of like pictures or blogs or videos. Oh, that's funny. I'll give you a quote.
Oh, what to do with vegetables?
Steam It. Who are you gonna call?
Steam It. George Glass.
Okay. There you go.
We can all sleep.
Yeah.
George Glass.
Who are you going to call?
Be officious.
Scam Busters.
Anyway, so he's also been,
You better call.
He's also with this other thing. Are you guys familiar with Bitcoin?
Scam
yeah. I don't really understand them, but I've heard of it.
A little of it. Vinny, our friend Vinny knows a lot about it.
Oh.
Is he dealing with that?
He was.
Scam Busters.
The other place.
the other place. Why, a lot of criminal intent?
Oh. Yeah, but he was, doing a lot of research into it. Yeah.
So it's digital currency that operates without a centralized bank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too much into the weeds on it. I don't understand it all. I don't want to speak.
Very complicated the way it works.
Well, not by the people who are using it.
We're
old and set in our ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's operating on a site. Craig Grant is operating on a site called BitConnect Coin, which is a peer-to-peer trading site.
Okay.
And there are accusations
that
he's operating some type of pyramid scam where people are paying him, and others are recruited to work underneath him. And with all the but here's the thing with pyramid schemes.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I know. With the pyramid scheme, if you don't know, is the last one ends gets screwed.
Yeah.
The money always flows up. So if I recruit Joe, then I get a percentage of all Joe's sales or whatever Joe does. And then whoever brought me in gets a percentage of mine and Joe's. So the money always flows to the top of the pyramid.
And the thing is that you're getting the people below you. You're recruiting them. So now presumably there are people that are connections of yours. So you're screwing your connections.
Whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I have more questions than I do answers about this. But there's a lot of accusations flying against him and his partner, Trayvon.
Okay.
That's his partner. And as usual with the Craig Graham production, he has his vocal defenders because he's had this throughout the years. He's got this cult-like personality.
Yeah.
Where people, love him and defend him, and then there's the rest of us who go, this guy's batshit crazy.
Right.
And he's evil. So this was all brought to my attention. So there was a video on YouTube that called them out, so I gave them a link to what we found.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that we have on davinsden.com,
right,
which is not everything. I'm waiting for the site to finally be fixed where I could put everything out there because there's a lot more stuff. But so they found that very interesting and eye-opening. So I don't know. That's what he's doing now.
Wow.
I've tried to get somebody on the air that can explain this a little better than I can.
Right.
Because there's something about referrals and using codes, and there's something about a bot that may or may not exist with Bitcoin Connect. Like they talks about this trading bot, but it might not even be real. It's, it's a world. If I had the time, I did years ago, to learn about scammers, I did with this Bitcoin, I could probably explain it better, but I don't have the time nor the interest because I know what this guy is already.
Right. No.
And if you see all the evidence that we present and you're still going to trust this guy with your money, that's your problem.
Yeah, well, really. I mean, at this point, we already know what his makeup is, and you know that anything that he touches is going to be dirty.
Right. She's a dirty whore. So I just saw a little update.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love keeping up with our all of our
alumni.
Characters.
Our
alumni.
Well, these guys always have an angle, man. He get rid
of,
you know.
It is. God forbid this guy actually work.
Right, right. Instead of finding a legit thing, I'll just move on to the next illegal thing.
What do you mean? He's not setting the world on fire renting out bouncy houses?
Yeah. Well, now there's, she just sold four of her bouncy houses. So they might be folding that business up. They might be doing that well with this.
Let me tell you, those bouncy houses, I can't keep on forgetting I don't live there anymore, but my old neighbor across the street had the bouncy houses in Parma. Guys, loaded.
Really?
Got a vet in the driveway, this other contraption. He's building this big pool in the back with a big pool house and stuff
like
that.
People love to bounce. Everybody wants to be a tigger.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So what are our categories tonight for Ann Jackson?
Well, our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Then we're going to go with a long shot in the middle. You eat my money.
Oh, that's not really a long shot.
Yeah, she says that nowadays.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then an old favorite, fuck you.
That's so generic.
She likes it, though.
All right. Joe?
Five, Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Three, you eat my money.
Okay.
Mm.
And fuck you, three.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say seven, Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with one, you eat my money.
You eat my shorts.
And I'm going with two fuck yous.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe's girl says, for Mr. Davins, No, you eat my money, and one fuck you.
I didn't even know Joe's girl was there. Hello, Joe's
girl. Yeah, Joe's girl's been here all night.
I'd be getting slammed by Lisa and Tom. Yeah. Joe's girl was just hanging out in the corner smoking a cigarette, watching the fucking fireworks in the chat room as those two assholes had their way with me.
No, she's occasionally said some good stuff here, too.
Oh,
but
right. It's comforting. Pip wasn't giving you credit, so.
Sorry.
Sink your fangs into her, Joe's girl.
Sorry. So the other two were doing, there we go, I spoke too soon. Lisa says three Mr. Davins and then zero and zero. Ah, ye have little faith tonight, Lisa.
She knows how you work.
I know. I don't know what Tom's
doing. Tom's playing with his meat again.
He probably is. He was left with very little succulent meat, so I think that he's feeling bad.
Did you give him my little cardio comment of the stairs?
Yes, I did. And he just said, oh, you're just being bitter because he got in some good shots at you tonight.
It's not bitter. It's a jab back.
I use the word bitter.
Oh, okay.
And he's
fired back.
Fire back.
September 14th, 2014. Mr. Miller.
No. You're dead.
I took it right to the end and then I didn't let you finish.
Oh, I hate that.
You're going to have blue eggs.
I have blue clit.
Blue clit. Imagine that.
You've been fucking a Smurf.
Fuck a Smurf. Really gonna tell.
They're cute and cuddly.
Yeah, but they're afraid of people. You put one on your dick, spin it around, it's good time.
There you go. Sure.
Sometimes the guest hides in a little cave.
I wonder if they leave like a blue residue.
Yeah, so you get the purple.
You think they come blue?
I don't know.
Nah, probably not. Probably skin pigment has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Probably come like a regular human being.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have blue balls. Do you come blue?
Come grapes.
Oh, by the way, now we fucked around long enough that Tom's in. Two Mr. Davins, one you eat my money, and no, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, definitely, no. Fuck you.
All right, Mr. Mill, this is the real war.
Uh-oh.
If you still keep silent, I will send out the info how you skim
me
with Parker Green, Brown Cotton, Eric Borton.
Roll call.
Again, it's like a fucking Don Trump Jr. meeting. Oh, I didn't see Melvin Santo sitting in the closet. Now that you mention him, Mr. Hannity, thanks for bringing him up.
Here we are again.
Your fucking gold bars.
Oh, wow.
You know, doesn't gold do enough work making you rich and everything? Now it has the fuck.
Yeah, it's busy.
Your fucking gold bars do not belong to you because you steal it from the Talibans. Melvin Santos uses you because you are a criminal who knows how to deal with smuggling. Brown Cotton, Parker Green, and Eric Barr are real mafias according to real experiences. See through the lies from the conversations and FBI already judged it as scam. Mr. Davin!
Oh, one!
Already sent it to Pentagon. And they also judge it as scam. You are scammers.
Wow.
On the ball.
Finally.
Our girl's got it.
For now.
Oh, for now.
For this moment.
Oh, Joe.
There's an hour.
Keep hiding and silent, because I will expose everything. First, my tits. You will have nowhere to go.
They're that big?
Yeah. The Asians are really known for big
I'm
boobs.
Caught in the cleavage.
Plastics are
By
everywhere.
By the way, a good way to get smothered and die.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Mr. Davin!
Two.
Dose.
This fucking IC3 man, Brown Cotton's agent, is David Moore. His mail address, and she gives me the mail address. I ain't going to send his mail address to IC3 in every FBI office. I'm going to send his mail address to IC3 in every FBI office. The FBI will reply to
me
and judge it as scam. David Moore took my money, at least $20,000. David Moore called victim A to make sure if she sent money to him to open the case file. Now they are running away. Remember, she sent them.
Yeah.
She sent these people.
I know.
That didn't make the story. The issue, these people took the money from the victims. The victims never get any fucking money back. It
no.
is advance fee fraud.
But she knows this. She's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is advance fee fraud. And this is why I will do unrest report because they are scammers. Busted! They are online.
She said busted?
She did. They are fucking scammers. They make me suffer from the depths with high interest. They make me become a scammer in Japan.
Whoa.
We haven't had that before. She just called herself that. Write that down.
They made me become a scammer in Japan.
She's taking ownership. She's never done that before.
Never.
We're having a moment of clarity.
I was just saying it, but we have those all the time with her, and then she
but
goes
we have
back.
Them,
and then she goes back.
But she goes back.
James H. Miller is a real scammer because he asked the money from his lover, Rita. He denied it, and I had the evidence. He told
me
wait that he was killing himself. In fact, he is coward. He never does it. I love the fact that she gets pissed off.
I know. Do it already. Kill yourself.
Did you just see her in a suicide hotline? We really love you. You take the most calls out of anybody. Why are they so short? I get to the point.
They're trying to get their balls up.
Don't be a pussy chump.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
10 pills. I don't think that's enough. Take 20.
You don't want to just, like, be, you know, pussy out and end up in a hospital bed, do you?
Nobody likes a quitter. Is that how you want to be remembered?
I just took 20 sleeping pills. Well, you got to wash it down with some whiskey.
You deserve a drink.
You don't want to choke.
Go bigger.
Die that way.
Go bigger, go home.
Come on, you pussy.
Come on.
Kill yourself like you mean it.
Chug.
Step into traffic.
That's I always thought either the two songs you don't want on suicide prevention is Jump from Van Halen and All By Myself from Eric Carmen.
Oh,
remember that song?
Yes.
I probably don't remember that this song was the most sad.
I love that song. It's a great song.
Oh, that is, like, imagine that in suicide prevention. We're going to put you on hold for 1 second. All by myself.
Don't want to be.
Yeah, all by myself. You got a pair. Hello. 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 It's the 12th time today.
Wait a minute. All I hear is gurgling. What do you suppose?
What
I know,
a sad
horrible
tune that fucking
it's
song.
So
great, great tune.
Great tune, but it's
great, but
the
it's so depressing.
Drive into a telephone
the
pole.
The saddest fucking tune.
I crank that up right when I'm done with my Air Supply's greatest hits. I am good to go. I don't need a therapist. I need this music.
Or like when you just get on the road after a gig and you got like a 5-hour ride home. Oh, what am I doing with my life?
Normal people are at home driving by all these houses. Look at them. They look happy.
So on Sesame Street, they used to have this song. Somebody come and play, and it was the saddest. Somebody come and play.
Great song to masturbate.
And it's
to.
Just like it's a it's like for the little kid that's outside.
He's
nobody's
alone, has no
alone.
Friends, or he's the asshole in a neighborhood.
Every time
would
Pip
him.
Walk into the fifth grade, that song would play. It's your theme music.
I don't like to relive those moments, David.
Sorry, you're gonna need a hug after the show. You
yes.
Pussy. Damn it, ball busting blue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please see through the lies. They ask the money. Melvin Santos is all behind this. See through the truth. All he comes online is to ask for the money.
This is a scammer.
Yes. And now here's a conversation between Miller and Ann. Miller says, "Hi, love." She goes, "Do not call me love. Fuck you, assholes."
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, there's one.
Seems cheap that way. Go to hell. Miller goes, "Yes, I will."
I'll
you know, I like that in a lover. Somebody who's obedient. Go fuck yourself.
I will.
I'm on it. Oh, I got to tell you this quick story.
Oh, jogging memories with that, are we?
No, but I'm unloading.
I'm afraid of what the story
the pod,
is.
Oh, is that what you call it?
And I.
Excuse me, I need to be all by myself while I unload.
I'm
the
unloading.
Write that down. I would say you'd walk right into it, but you'd probably slip on it. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me.
So I'm unloading the pod.
I'm never going to look at that phrase the same.
I've got these two milk crates full of...
Really? So somebody was with you.
Two milk crates.
He's got his hands around these two milk crates.
No, that's what he calls the soldiers there. Two milk crates.
Two milk crates. They got missing kid side on each nut.
You're ruining the story.
No, we're making the story.
No good.
So continue unloading your pod.
So I'm loading it, and the both milk, I can't, I'm suspending, I'm like, I can't, I'm holding it, and I go, I got to let these go. And Joe's girl's like, "Can I help you?" I go, "No, it's going to be, these things, I got to fall, I got to let them fall." And I'm trying to hold it, and I go, "Boy, if anybody ever told me to go fuck myself, they would wish they were here right now." They're going to be upset because
they're missing out on the moment.
They really wish they would have been here. Wish they were here right now.
It's like, because I'm fucked right now.
I got to let the thing. She goes, I go, these things got to drop. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, my God.
So she says, "Go to hell." He goes, "Yes, I will." And then he goes, "Never." He's very confused.
Yeah.
Fickle.
He goes, "I know I did nothing bad to you. You just accused me for nothing." And he goes, "You kill me." That was good. Miller goes, "Why will I kill you?"
These two numbskulls having a conversation. Neither of them speak any language that we are known to man.
It's like fucking special needs gone with the wind.
Ow.
And goes, "You destroy my life. That is true. Miller goes, every day I get info about the funds. Ann goes, I have no money to pay for insurance. Miller goes, I will never do anything to hurt you. Now Morris,
I know, right?
Now Morris wants to leave Malaysia. Ann goes, I do not believe in you. Miller goes, I know all the funds will be freezed or frozen.
freezed.
Is it like coffee? Yeah,
freeze dry.
We have your money and taste his choice.
and taste crystals.
Yes. Miller goes, how much money? Ann goes, that is his problem. Miller goes, just a little amount. Ann goes, I have no money. Miller goes, this is the problem. I know that. Ann goes, are you blind? Miller says, and I quote, no.
He's very succinct.
Yes. Ann goes, do not contact me anymore. Ann goes, and I quote,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Darn. Trucker Tom says, the new soap opera as the short bus turns.
Yes. Counterclockwise.
He's on fire tonight.
Yeah, he is.
He's fucking ready to unload his pod.
Both milk crates at once.
I don't think it's milk, Joe. I know it's white, but no.
Assholes.
Oh, please. You wish it was one of us telling that story.
New here.
I'm going to need a therapist. You're me.
I think you should post.
Yeah,
you
have to go to the nut doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
A referral from you.
Yeah, a little piece of paper ripped out of an open. I think my friend needs a nut doctor.
Nice call. Can I help you? Yeah, I think I'm Deputy Dog. You got your book? Maybe come
got
in.
You. That's not a comedy book. I'm looking for dates. How do your weekends look?
I think I'm Deputy Dog.
Summer's slow for nuts.
Their alter egos are all on vacation.
Oh, that's good. I'll pay you
Joe, summer. I got a beefsteak and a couch for you in Pennsylvania. Can you be there?
Yeah, what's the pay? It's summer money.
It's summer therapy.
Summer money pays jack shit. Summer money, I'll take it.
It's not a 45-minute session. It's a 20-minute session. It's summer session.
I have to cut you down because the therapy last night was not that good. Now I'm worried about the night show.
I got the call from the therapist. Thought you could be a little nuttier. I'm just saying.
Just saying. So I'll be the crazy one tonight. You'll be a little less nutty. You'll do 50.
Bring the pillows and Sanka.
I have plenty.
All right. Ann Jackson goes, the decision is made. Miller goes, okay, thank you. Ann says, and I quote, so.
Oh, fuck off my life.
So.
Fuck off. We were just looking for fuck
off. So just so fuck off?
So fuck off.
Okay.
Miller goes, okay. Bye.
He don't care.
He doesn't care what she says. He's like, yeah, all right.
He doesn't care. He knows she's nuts.
Yeah.
He's gotten money out of her already.
Right.
It's like when the nut in front of Penn Station yells at you. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Ann goes, return the money to
me.
Credit cards, my company. Miller goes, if it is because of $1,200 you lose, all what you have worked for good.
I don't know.
Ann goes, all of them chase me. Ann goes, why not pay for it? Miller goes, I don't know what you were talking. Ann goes, I have no money. Do you see the truth? Miller goes, yes.
And I don't care.
Ann goes, what did you do to
me?
Fuck you.
Yay. Two.
I don't usually get that reaction when I say that.
No, only here. Yay, yeah. Fuck you.
Yay, we're all getting fucked.
Yay,
fuck you. Yay.
She follows it up with, fuck you.
Oh, another one?
Back to back, fuck you.
Wow, right on. Three.
A back to back and a belly to belly.
Belly to belly.
Ann goes, brown cotton. Miller goes, I will try to get money tomorrow afternoon. Ann goes, Eric Bohr. Miller goes, who?
Really?
Goes, they scam me. My company said so. Ha, 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 ha. Scammers. Miller goes, try to send what you have to David. Ann says, fuck off. Miller goes, I will send what I have to him.
Now I think she has, like, Tourette's. I think she has writing Tourette's.
It's a menagerie of numbskulls.
She just goes, fuck off.
That's another good name for this show.
What?
Menagerie of numbskulls.
Nice.
Replacing Jason Ellis. All right. This is from September 21st, this conversation. This is Anna Miller. These scammers kill the innocent people. Miller says, it is payable twice also. And goes, no need to tell
me.
I do not believe in UN anymore. Miller goes, please do not insult me again.
I don't believe in the UN anymore.
I don't believe in UN.
Fake UN.
Fake UN.
Fake UN.
Not real Melvin Santos.
No.
Fake director.
Fake secretary. Doesn't even take good dictation. I did report to terrorists. Miller goes, okay. And he goes,
good
how about
you.
Me? I will get killed. Miller goes, you will find out yourself and tell me later that I am right. And goes, I exposed them on my blog. Miller says, I am killing myself today.
What?
I am killing myself today.
Really?
Wait,
that's
just...
in the
just...
book.
Look at that plan.
He's got a 3 p.m. Death date.
That's yeah. a freaking random. Yeah. What?
I'm killing myself today.
I know. I heard what you said, but I don't believe it.
Well, I should isolate that.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
In case I need a pick-me-up moment.
Where are you going to go? First thing the therapist is going to say is, this show's better with two mics, not three.
Yeah, right.
There's a negative influence in your life.
It's the Joe and Pip Show.
Yeah, like you know how to run the equipment.
No, we're not.
The Joe
clue.
And Pip Show, starting somewhere between 7:45 and 8:15.
Please, please. And then we had dead air. We both looked at each other like, what now? We're doomed.
Miller goes, I'm killing myself today. They will give you the news. Bye forever. And goes, what is it? You threaten me? Again? Like terrorists. Miller goes, it is my life. I want to take it. You have rejected me. So nothing to live for again. And bye forever.
And so now this is the end of their love story because he's saying that she rejected him.
I guess. Huh. And then she goes, Rita issue. So I guess this is going to be about Rita and Miller. I don't know.
Okay.
Miller goes, she is never my lover. And goes, I do not want to listen to you. And goes, sorry. Miller goes, she is not real human.
What? She's a fembot?
So hot. And goes, that is not my problem. I cannot go to Facebook account. Fuck you.
Oh, four.
All of this.
Fuck all of this? Wow, that's ambitious. Wait a minute. He's saying, I'm going to kill myself, and she's like still bringing up the other girl. She doesn't believe it.
What do you want to do? You want to do another 5 minutes or stop?
I live 30 minutes away than where I used to. Can we stop?
So I guess the answer is stop.
What do you want to do? I could do about four more pages of conversation, which goes pretty quickly.
No, I think we should stop here. I think that was a good end.
Yes.
That he's threatening to kill himself, and she's like, whatever.
We'll leave her hanging, literally.
Yeah.
All right, give me the...
All right, well, we had two Mr. Davins. Tom picked that.
Yay, Tom.
And then we had zero. You can eat my money. Now, Joe's girl and Lisa said that. And then we had four fuck yous, which is more than anybody guessed. So,
Did I guess
five? Said three.
Three, okay.
And we had four. So really, we have no clear winner tonight.
Much like most of the time when we do this show.
I know. There's no
the
clear winner.
The show nobody wins.
He's definitely nobody's
winning.
They all
walk away even.
Except for the pod that Joe unloaded.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, Joe unloads his pod.
Well, then he wins.
The pod or pud? What was the vowel?
It's a pod.
It was a pod.
No, what singular?
The pud, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Curry, we're going to deliver your pud on Tuesday.
There. I'm gonna
put your pud. Where in the driveway do you want your pud?
Where do you want
I was
us
like,
to
go anywhere? Wherever you want to put it.
Do you want us to pull it up? Do you want us to pull your pud?
Pull up to the house with your pud.
Probably needs a fucking pulley system to get up. Yeah. Fucking old, living in a little retirement community.
It's not a retirement community.
Is it 55 and up?
No.
I thought it was. You said
no.
No, we didn't.
It was.
No,
you're making that stuff up.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You said
fake news.
You.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, that's a witch hunt for your butt.
It's a gated community, though. It's gated.
Keep people like you out.
No, keep me.
And he got in anyway.
Yeah, must have used us as a reference.
That would not get him in.
Most certainly would. All right. What are the? What's the over under on how many times Pip has to do the read properly?
Well, Trucker Tom says, welcome to Davin's Den, the show where no one gets a participation trophy.
That is true.
I know. It was that's a great line.
Considering two of the hosts lean left, that says a lot about us. we don't lean left enough.
Yeah. I know. Not enough. We're like, no.
No.
No trophy for you.
Showing up doesn't get you jack squat.
No. Does it, Joe?
No.
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 No. No. No, I show up all the time. Nobody cares.
Jack squat.
Right. Tell of and what is what do you, I say twice? I say she takes her two times to get it.
I would say
probably shouldn't do this when she's in the room. Go amuse yourself.
No,
go amuse yourself.
You want my pod?
She can find Lisa, it.
I says she nails it tonight.
By the way, Lisa says fake neighbors.
Fake neighbors.
Fake neighbors. They're not real people. They're fembots.
Yeah, fembots.
I grabbed one in the pussy. It was all metal. I couldn't even sink my fingers into it.
Like I told her she was in great shape.
Ice.
Can you imagine that? Like it's created by some feminist, so you want to fuck it, and it's really machine, and it just squeezes your dick in
and
there.
It's like, you know, the vice has got the diamond tread
drills.
It. So it's like
then you
got
to get help
to
unburden your cock from this vice vagina. I mean, who do you ask for something like that?
Real stories of the ER.
No, but you can't do that. It's very embarrassing.
Yes, I've got
you
my
crawl stuff. Over with a fembot attached to your cock. Do you have the key?
Yeah, do you? The thing jammed up on me. This solenoid.
I thought I oiled it up, but.
My God, when you get a fleshlight like everybody else, you freak.
That seems very unappealing.
Doesn't it? It seems like screwing a flashlight.
You're fucking a flashlight.
Yeah.
No, because it just seems like there's a reservoir of cum.
Out of everything with a flat, that's the deal breaker.
Yeah, I know.
Not that it looks
like
ridiculous.
You're
fucking
fuck
a
sock. Yes, he does.
The sock just happens to be present.
No, but it seems like that. Like, I don't think I would. Right there. Give it to me, stud muffin. Unload your pod.
Unload your pod. That's the phrase of the evening.
There could be a lot more in there. Have you been seeing other socks?
Yeah. Who's your crew sock? Who's your crew sock? Who's your crew sock?
Joe won't do black dress socks. They don't turn him on. He likes a white tube sock.
Couple of colored stripes and I'm a done.
And pure. Solid fruit of the loom whites. Off-white in spots.
I think that's racist.
It might be a little bit.
Might be.
It might be.
Oh, it's funny.
But the whole problem with the fleshlight. I don't know.
Have you used one?
No. I've never seen in person, but I just don't think it would ever. Have you?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know how you would ever get that clean.
I don't. Well, you know that there's a. I remember seeing on that show Real Sex on HBO that there was this lady who demonstrated to women. She had a class how to use sex toys to like spice up their life at home.
With a pen.
I'd like some extra credit. Teach, can I have the anal beads? I'll stay extra.
But you know what she used to? She used to throw them in her dishwasher in the top rack, and I'm like, oh, I hope there's not dishes.
How come
in there
all
with
your
that.
Food is salty? Yeah.
You know this dish smells like fish, and I can't get the smell out.
Dish smells like fish.
How does glass retain the smell?
Why does your Maytag smell like the town pool?
It's just. I was just like, when she pulled out the dish rack and she starts pulling all these dildos and butt beads, and I don't even know what was in there.
Beads.
I don't know, but she's pulling all these colorful plastic things out. I'm like, ah!
Honey, this dildo has spots on it. You should have used Cascade.
You know, and of course,
is that a water spot? No,
it's
not.
No. And of course, she's ripping her husband for loading the dishwasher wrong.
We could have fit more cocks in there. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, the cocks are supposed to go in the bottom.
Depends.
Honey, you're supposed to rinse the cock before you put it in there.
Wait, it's not your birthday. The cock doesn't go up top.
Yeah. Wait, you're not supposed to lie them side by side. They're supposed to be balls to tip. Balls to tip. Don't you know anything?
Honey, you know I can fit more cocks in there. Why do you even try?
So watch this. Let me show you how to load a cock.
But seriously, like the whole thing of the flesh, like I don't see the appeal to it.
No, it just
why not just get a sock?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't see the appeal to that either.
I mean, maybe it's because you know how like sex toys are made of that like silicone-y kind of material, like
no,
this.
No, I don't. I've never.
No,
held a
you
sex
know,
toy.
You know when they have those realistic sex dolls.
You
and
mean
they
a wife?
Well, that's what Mr. Helix calls it. Yes. But, you know, they have the realistic sex dolls, and they look like they're made out of a silicone-y material. Like, it's going to feel almost like real flesh with weight to it.
I've never touched one.
I don't know. It's like probably like fucking a raft. You know, I don't know.
No, 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 because they're like, they're just like plastic.
Like a ramp.
Like
you
a pool.
Blow up, dumb, stupid. She's going up her grade.
Yeah. We'll move it up. We'll move it uptown here with
there's
this
some
shit.
Heft behind what she's talking about.
No, but if you're doing that, you'd never be able to get on a pool toy again without embarrassing yourself at your neighbor's pool.
There it is. There you go. Joe walks by the kids at the beach, got a hard on for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, right.
No, no, little Timmy, it's not you. It's your toy.
It's the seahorse.
Yeah, the seahorse.
It's like one
can
of those,
I ride?
It's like one of those round things that looks like a pink flamingo, and he's like, ah. Yeah, you know.
I was going to unload my pod, but I'm glad I went to the pool.
Now you're going to unload your pod here in the pool? No,
Frown
no,
upon,
no.
Mr. Curry, please don't unload your pod here in the pool. Yeah. Do it at home where it belongs.
No potting in the pool. No potting.
Yeah, we don't swim in your socks.
No, but I still like. It just seems like it's a tube, and it would seem like there'd be jizzy buildup.
But it seems
yeah,
like
probably rinse it out. You know, you got a rag.
I got to fucking. I got to do dishes with my cock jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's too much. I don't like to clean up.
Well, then use the fucking the towel there. Or they
Leave me out of this. Yeah. But not me. Include me. That's what I'm for.
Look, what do you think? You're crazy enough to fuck a fleshlight. You know, what do you think? You're washing it out is a deal breaker?
Well, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Note to self for holiday gifts.
No, scratch off fleshlight.
No, you know what they should have? Maybe they do have, but they should have like a lining that when you're done, you just pick it up by the edges and you throw it out like a Ziploc.
Well, why don't you call them and tell them that you want in for 20%.
All right, maybe I will.
I mean, it does have...
The cock tank.
I mean, it's not just like... It's the
just
shark
that
tank. Yes. It took me a second. But it's
where we developed Joe's nose picking apparatus.
It's not just like a regular...
It's not shovel, yeah.
It's not shovel.
It's not just like a metal flashlight, or else you could just take the batteries out and go to town.
What
it's
is
got
it?
Some, and no, it's got some kind of lining in it, but it's not removable, or I don't know if it's removable.
It feels like a real pussy with none of the complaining.
Right. But, you know, yeah. you get the liner in there. The liner's a good idea.
Wait, what kind of viruses am I going to get if I look up fleshlight on this? I'm not looking that up. Somebody else
has
to look at
fleshlight.
No, because it's some God knows what will happen to my computer.
Really?
I'm afraid.
You're an asshole.
I know. But tell me something new. But I'm not looking that up. You look that up.
Have them in the chat.
Have your somebody look up fleshlight.
Tom, where's yours? Take a picture. Show it to Pip.
Yeah. But actually, that's a really good idea to have like a lining that you can just throw away so that you don't have to like
deal with it.
But it
still has to feel like the inside of a woman.
I know, but how are you going to get a silicone or whatever?
I think you would put
inside
like a warm, liquidy thing in there.
Like an apple pie?
Now, if you put the little receptacle thing, the disposable receptacle, you have to have a clamp or something on there because while you're pulling your pud, what if the thing comes off?
And it's just
stuck on you. It would fold under the lip. You just fold it
like a garbage pail.
Yeah,
you gotta have that.
And a little drawstring.
Wait a minute, I'm drawing some connections.
Well, no, because if you got the drawstring could get caught in your balls and hurt.
No, it tucks under the cock. It's all fine.
Maybe it tucks under the balls.
It's not like the pull cord on blinds.
Like, yeah, kinky.
Under the balls.
A drawstring to like tighten your balls.
Well, yeah, here's the way it would work. Ooh. It would go in as a string.
How would it work, Joe?
The string goes inside the fleshlight, and if there's how is it gonna have balls? It's gonna
no, nobody wants. No, you're it's supposed to be a woman.
I understand that.
It's not Caitlyn Jenner.
Wait a minute, his has balls. This is really enlightening.
No, I forgot that.
How about the hairy ass that you come in? How's that, Joe?
Tom says they already make liners you can throw away. They're called condoms.
Now, that's an idea. That's probably
that's
what you see. You're fucking with a condom.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody likes condoms.
Yeah, but like the... Like a normal flashlight that you actually use to see things, that's a bit big. That's a little.
But what are you going to?
You don't know what I'm packing.
Yeah, but the thing about it is,
Ever Ready and me have a lot in common.
It's like this people. Oh, I don't like wearing a condom.
No challenge for me.
It doesn't feel good. You're fucking a flashlight. Who cares?
Yeah, but it's my date. Don't talk about her that way.
That'd be nice. You go to dinner. You just put it right on the table.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like
have a threesome. I show up.
Yeah.
What would you like to drink, dear?
Flashlight looking thing. We'll have Chardonnay.
Treat it with all respect, right, stupid. You can't come with me unless you come at her.
Ah, Jizzy's jealous.
Excuse me?
Jizzy's jealous, huh?
Oh, I don't like you bringing in new things into the relationship. It's bad enough you brought in Joe's girl. Our quality time has been halved. I mean, we still have it, and I still cherish it. Especially now that you're christening the new house. But it's not the same. It's not the furiousness of when the co-owner lived knocking on the door. I'm the co-owner. Oh, wait one minute.
We still a few rooms to Crescent 2. I'm looking forward to that.
Can't wait to do it in the music room.
Got to be painted first.
I'll be the jizz underneath your wings.
Oh, my God. Well, do that first so you can cover it up with the paint.
You can just fucking spackle.
I'm dreading.
Spackle.
I'm dreading painting music. Painting the bedroom stunk, and I got some gigs coming up, so I can't even do it. I got to wait till the gigs are over, and then I got to paint it in August.
Yeah, how dare people hire you? All right.
Yeah. Funny.
Stupid of them. All right.
Now you're going to do your read?
I'll get through better than you. they all come. Anyway, Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Yeah, that was a lot better than I ever do.
It was. I got through it. Yeah, it was I couldn't read, not because I found it hilarious.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-spinning production owner Davin of Davin's Den. Let's go to Davin right now. We got any gigs coming up?
We will.
Okay, stay tuned. Experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Oh, that was impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, Side Splitting Productions. All of your entertainment needs, and you're a comedian, give us a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Pip?
You have to listen to Mr. Helix's
show. We don't have to do anything.
Yes, you do.
Don't fucking order us around.
You're going to listen.
You can fucking suggest. Don't you order anybody around, Jane.
I'd really like it if you listen to... No.
Yes. Yes, a little niceness, and I'm sure they will... flock on over and give Mr. Helix a listen.
I know you'll enjoy listening to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Sure.
He is your DJ between 4 and 6 every afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, so why don't you give it a listen?
Absolutely.
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club Thursday night. Go to govs.com for all information, and hopefully you can come on out and see me.
And Sunday at 11:30 a.m., he'll be home unloading his pod.
No, pod's all unloaded.
I'm sure, but you'll reload so you can unload.
Yep, I'll be hanging blinds, putting together office furniture.
Office furniture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have an office
in
your house.
Well, my desk fell apart moving it out of the old office.
Buried underneath bills. All right. Thursday, July 20th, I'll be in Middletown, Connecticut at Camp's Restaurant. For tickets, call 860-343-9756. Friday, July 21st, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy at Il Palazzo in Wanahue, New Jersey, starring Chris Monty, John Ivorone, and David Suarez. For tickets, call 973-839-9696. Sunday, July 22nd, I'll be in Plumsteadville, Pennsylvania at the Plumsteadville Inn. For tickets, call 215-766-7500. I think that is all we can do here tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out. Very active chat, taking shots.
The whole gang was here.
Yes,
the whole gang, but those three were there and made themselves known.
Well, yes.
Not the whole gang.
Not the whole gang, but our most regular regulars.
Well, they're very irregular, those regulars. But they're very loquacious tonight. We appreciate the feedback, taking shots at us.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys for downloading and listening to replays and however you guys listen to this, wherever you may listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.